It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. We are in the middle of our first Competition Wednesday here on The Hoffman Show. Next week, we'll have a wheel. It'll have punishments and rewards on it. And whoever loses our three game picks that we're about to make against the spread. And we can pick anything, Anthony. I wrote down three NFL games, but I think you got a college game. We're not picking the same games. So we're in total control of our picks. But we got three picks. Whoever finishes with the better record, that person's going to spin a wheel. That wheel is going to have a list of punishments on it. We need to try to finalize our punishments by the weekend. So, Anthony, of course, we are eventually going to put this segment on demand on YouTube, and I'm sure we'll get a bunch of comments. So maybe we can finalize the list tomorrow during Never Read the Comments. I'll make sure I get this up as soon as I can after the show. But so far we have winner buys loser, or loser buys winner lunch. Loser has to do 100 push-ups. The winner gets to make a unchallenged sub on the loser's fantasy team. Only a couple of stipulations there. We don't need to get too detailed into it. And then we'll take a couple more ideas. YouTube chat is balling right now with good ideas. Take calls at 301-230-0980. Let me see if I have any tweets. Has anybody tweeted? Let's see. Someone said 50 push-ups, so yep, we got that. Which is funny because he's like, the loser gets swole at the end of the year. So you're really not even losing. Just get your push-up game on. But we said no, we are a fit show. 100.
Yeah. Easy work.
100. Okay. Other ideas from the YouTube chat. Oh, that's a good one. Loser has to take an ice bath.
That is a good one because, oh my gosh.
Rachel literally just texted me. She's I guess listening/watching today. She said cold plunge, ice bath. I wonder if she got that off of the YouTube chat, or did she have the same idea at the same time as Andrew in the chat.
That's a really good.
I love that one. Do you have a place to do an ice bath
at Georgetown Prep?
You do. You have an actual cold plunge at Prep?
Well, we have a little silver. What are those things called?
I mean, some places just do it in trash cans.
Well, we have one at Prep is what I'm telling you. It's a little silver, little bucket.
Rachel, she also said, I would smoke y'all. I can confirm. Having done a cold plunge at a place up in Bethesda with she's a killer, man. But it's okay. She's not picking games, so we don't have to worry about that. Ice bath, we'll have to pick a time. 3 minutes, 5 minutes. We have an actual tub in our condo, so like I could just get a bag of ice and do it. We'll figure out the details. But yeah, I love that. Ice bath on the list. 100%. We'll take like video / audio to make sure that people can experience the hilarity of it. We'll figure out the details. Most of these I would like to be able to do on the air, but that one's too good to pass up. Yeah. Ice bath is definitely on the list. All right, Doug had a bunch of ideas. Eating a spoonful of something unpleasant like horseradish. I'm kind of out on that.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Wearing a silly outfit that's mascot related to one of the NFL teams that made you lose. Doug, I love your idea. We don't have the budget for that. talking in an accent or a voice for a segment. Don't challenge me with a good time. Also, Anthony's accent, Sarah.
I'm very limited.
You had a really good one of something last week. I wish I remember what it was. Any idea?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Other person.
Oh, it was the lady that had hit my car.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good time. Wasn't a good time for Anthony. Other person gets to whip cream the other in the face. No, that's like a little violent.
At the end of the show?
Wham, whipped cream pie?
Yeah, you get a little plate. So at my school when I was in college, we used to do $1 pies, and you used to get pie.
It feels messy.
I think you would save it for the end of the show. But
you're right. Loser takes a paintball shot. Y'all are brutal. Yeah. So Doug also said do the hot chip challenge. That feels like more of a if you lose the season type deal. Like a hot wing style.
Yeah.
Something.
Or they could be like a... never mind. I was thinking of something. I don't have anything.
Okay. Are you sure? Whatever is just going through your head?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal. If you're listening live, you can hit us in the YouTube chat. Or you can tweet us, or you can send me an email. You can whatever. We're gonna try to finalize this by 5:30 tomorrow when we hit never read the comments. But if you're watching this later on demand, aka it's not right now 4:53 p.m. on Wednesday, September 4th. That means you're watching it on YouTube. Below, leave a comment with your ideas, punishments, rewards, and we'll try to. We could also evolve it. Like if it's November and somehow you just found this video that used to be a live radio show that has been turned into a video, and you have a great idea, leave it in the comments, and we can change up our wheel if we get new good ideas, Anthony. But I like where we're at. We have four really good ones so far. Now we just need to put them into action here. It's time to pick our first Competition Wednesday slew of games.
Let's get it, man.
All right. You want to go first?
Do I need to say all three of my games?
Joe, just go one at a time in case we have the same game.
All right. I'm going to start on the college ranks.
Okay. We definitely don't have the same game on this one.
So Colorado, they're set to play Nebraska this weekend, and they are underdogs by 7.5. So I'm expecting this to be a closer game. Really, I'm expecting Colorado to pull off the upset.
Mm.
So I'm going to go Colorado plus 7.5. And even if they lose by 7, that half saves me. So
okay.
I'm going Colorado.
Colorado plus 7.5. Okay. My first pick is going to be a rookie NFL quarterback debut.
Jaden Daniels.
It's not Jaden Daniels.
Caleb Williams.
I think Caleb Williams, the Chicago Bears, are going to beat the Tennessee Titans by more than 4 points. They are 4-point favorites. I think the hype in the building, I don't really like Tennessee's roster, even though I like their coaching staff and like believe they'll figure it out long term. I think Chicago's defense is also really good and could cause Will Levis to have like 3 turnovers, 2 picks, a forced fumble, whatever. And I think Chicago could win in a blowout. So I'm taking Chicago. I'm going to try not to pick too many favorites because that's a way to lose a lot of money gambling. But I'm going to go, or in this case, have to spin a wheel of minor pain on a weekly basis, and then a wheel potentially result in major pain at the end of the year. We still need to figure out our season long thing too. But yeah, Chicago, they're 4-point favorites. I don't care. Take the points. Chicago over Tennessee.
I love that one. I'm not going to lie. My second one, I have another dog in the fight. This is on the NFL ranks.
Okay.
I'm going Baltimore to upset the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow in NFL's season opener.
How many points are you getting with that?
+3.
Okay. Okay.
+3.
All right. So Ravens, +3. You're taking the Thursday game. I'm going to take the Friday game.
Okay.
Green Bay, this one scares me because, like, I don't know how either team plays in Brazil. But you got Green Bay, they're 2.5-point dogs against Philly. I think I like Green Bay better than Philly. I know Philly's really talented, but just the vibes are bad. Green Bay, I believe in what they're building. I'm going Green Bay plus the 2.5 against Philly Friday night in Sao Paulo. By the way, speaking of that game, Noah Eagles calling it. He joins us at 5:30. Last one, Anthony.
Last one. I'm not going to lie, Craig. You stole one of my beats, but it's okay. It is okay because I'm going to pivot, and I'm finally going to take a
We can pick the same game.
Oh, we can?
Yeah, we can pick the same game.
Oh, I did have GB Green Bay plus 2.5.
Are you at Green Bay plus 2.5 as well?
Yeah.
Okay. My last one then is, very Van Pelt of me. New England's an 8.5-point dog at Cincinnati. Cincinnati could be really good. New England could be absolutely terrible, and I hate them as a football operation, which is why I'm taking the Patriots plus 8.5.
Wow.
It's a big number.
Really big number.
Jacoby Brissett's a professional quarterback. And yeah. Cincinnati's got enough questions on defense, and we don't know if Ja'Marr Chase is playing. So there's a chance that by Friday, that number's a lot smaller. That number's 6.5 by Friday. I've got it on Wednesday at 8.5. I get to keep my 8.5. I'm taking New England plus 8.5.
All right, that's a bet.
Boom. All right, that's our first competition Wednesday. We'll see how we did next Wednesday. We'll try to finalize tomorrow during Never Read the Comments. Our punishment, if you have any other ideas, let us know in the comments. When we get back, we started off the show best case, worst case for the Commanders this year. We had Logan chime in on that on Take Command, and we'll play you those thoughts from the big fella next.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.